producing the God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Or visiting frontline personnel who work tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who work tirelessly through the nights. Help, give, and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about kingdom principles against all odds.
God, according to His word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, He is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, or whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that He is that God against all odds.
Hallelujah. Rendin tal talaga si El Noah and tal talaga si Tucana and Antinena and tal talvika in Hawaii. Don bula binaka na siya binaka ni ko. We can na nalo evit in the warong to my Pennsylvania, Washington D.C., my New York, Los Angeles, Las Vegas. Sa bulu la mga warong to my bulu la Amerika kung to my Seattle, kung to kailan ang one evit in the dosara sar to my Serevi kay Matawale Antikara don bula binaka orto ng one and siya minaka ni kuwa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Taltalga si naitini garandini kem donangone doon bula minaka. May siyero. Hallelujah. Okila ni kenta sabi akamataga tuga. May zaki kira. Mawike ni matau. Doon bula minaka. And siga minaka ni. Kenta na baro ko tuga iviti. Login to my ni siyang ni New Methodist Christian Fellowship. With this 1 hour, we belong to one church and we have one head. And his name is Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the God of our Nation program. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Normally, this program will be led by Randini Gosilebu, and I'll be cutting in and out, and the Sigamina Ganikua. After that, then we have the Holy Communion. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. For those of you who do not believe in God, those who do not have any regards for God, sometimes you begin to listen and wonder, is there a truth in this God? Well, we are here in Eastern, in Osori, and if you're out of the country, not of Fiji, and you're listening in today, and you may be like what I always say every Sunday, maybe smoking away or drinking a cup of coffee, you don't know God, nor have you heard about him, not even wanting to believe in him. This morning we heard testimonies, and there's a particular testimony from ASP Rogers' daughter, Esther, thank you. And that testimony, I believe, it can go for those who do not believe in God. You worship idol. Some of you, maybe you worship idol. Some do not worship anything at all. But this morning we stand here to declare that there is a God and his name is Jesus. So whatever that you may be facing, whatever that you're going through, you know, there are certain things that your secular world can't supply or can't provide. There are certain things that you can go to the counselor for you to be guided and, you know, in whatever that you do. But for us who believe in God, we believe in a power that is greater than any other thing. And that is the name of Jesus we want to offer you this morning. So if you're one of those many ones who do not believe in God at all, today we would like to say hello, thank you for peeping in and stay there for just a few minutes just to listen to the gospel truth that there is no other God like him. Like what Angasilebe has mentioned today, we welcome to all the new Methodists all over the world and also Fiji wide. I always admire my husband because he knows all the geographical and everything. I'm very poor in geography. I get lost in the mention of those countries, although Sana and Avusa. But for those of you that are tuning in today, like what I said, who do not believe or do not belong to New Methodists, this is the moment that we would like to embrace you and say to you, hello, thank you. Pour your coffee out. We usually have Holy Communion, and I believe that some of you as a family who do not go to church at all has begun to join us with the Holy Communion. A few feedback that I receive are two families to the most. They don't go to church at all. They don't belong to a denomination, but they have made Sunday to be their Holy Communion from home as a family. If you are one of those two families, or if you're one of the many families that we don't know, this morning we would like to also encourage you and say hello to you. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for believing in a God that we're going to share with you today.
The Bible says, do not worry about anything.
Hallelujah.
Because that is the characteristic of Gentiles. Those that believe in God, worry is not in their dictionary, because they trust in God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Bible says, don't worry and say, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear?
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, because that is the characteristic of Gentiles, they don't have any God. And for those that they don't have any God, they walk with worries. Worries is their partner for life. When you have Jesus, I mean, Jesus is talking. He said, our Heavenly Father knows exactly what you want before you even say.
Hallelujah.
So why worry of tomorrow? Tomorrow should worry for you. We don't worry for our lunch today. We don't worry about our food. We used to worry before. Even we hold good job in the circle world. Good pay, but we worry. Why? Because we don't have any relationship with Jesus. We go to church just like any other person. But the worries sometimes supersede the resource that we have.
Hallelujah.
So when we talk today, the kingdom principle, or the kingdom, the end time financial, or the against all odds, we are just trying, we want to share with you, please trust in this God.
Amen.
If you can trust in this God, then worries will be taken away from you. You are worrying. See, some face I can see you are worrying. The reason why you are worrying, because you don't trust anyone. We are not worrying. Ano ake tu kana lobster tiko? Tuno guys, sino lo kana na lobster? Siyempre why? Imedakong ano ba kalaban? Niko sa overflow. Amen. Amen. Because when you trust in God, Hallelujah. He knows exactly what shirt you want to wear, the trousers that you want to wear. You know that God is so concerned about your detail every day. Don't ever think that God is not worried or not concerned about the food on your table.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said, everything that you worry about and you that you need, God knows. That's why we need to have faith in God.
Na kaka na lomani no mukovate lala mbeka na tanga ni flower elala na wai wai elala na freezer esana kai tu imali ko kila na no murai esana ni ndona kai tu kikia waka ko melo malanga taka na dama na roti kito na ndona mazawa kona vi kai wase chiko bi kende gasele na mataka ni singani ko and the sator maya na kai singa bi kende na samai waka na noma sa kauta na nomu waka sama e kauta na nomu kokowa e kauta na nomu ndu imbala tiko kila ni singi ndona kai tiko e na dina ni wase kilo wai kai chiko bi kende roni ko menda ruka ko ni ndu ingonga wana kama enda rukani ni singi mataka iko ndabiti kani ko ni mataka na ge zaka zaka taki ko ya iko bamba uta na nomu kalawe kalau ni ko kalau ni mataka kalau ni bimsiga kebe ni mataka. You need to trust in the Lord according to the truth of his words in Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. Look, your understanding is when you look, nothing is there. Kibakaraya na bangara ndona to esanga kena to. My understanding will tell me no chicken. Amen. Gakakwa, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Hallelujah. Oyika na matani lomo ni kurewe ni sanga na lomo ga overreton makasama ga kabi kuna chiko. Amen. Hallelujah. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. What ways? What ways? The way that you're sitting here. You are acknowledging God. You wake up in the morning, do kabirto na makumbungu. Nindayara matakala lai, don't worry about anything else. Sit up and tell God, Lord, I thank you for today. Don't speak long. Just tell him, Lord, I thank you for today. Thank you for looking after me last night. And before you go to sleep, you say to yourself, call out to God and say, for them to hear the Holy Spirit. They're very young, but I want them to know who this God is. You may be logging in today. You may be saying, okay, what are they talking about? We're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, it's better for me to go. The Lord Jesus said, it's better for him to go. Why? So he can allow his Holy Spirit to be yours and ours. To be yours and ours. Whether you like it or not, he's there with you. Hallelujah. Na nondali sesi ni tukuni rawa. Na senga ni tukuni rawa. Kwaya kwa edhani program chikina matatiko God of Nation against all odds, economics. Amen. It's a kingdom. What is the kingdom? The kingdom of God. Then if it's a kingdom, then who is the king? Jesus is the king of kings. Hallelujah. Every kingdom has a king. Amen. Na nondali kingdom economics. He is the king. He is the financial controller. Okwa ogana sekano milabo, kwa mbulina ilabo, kwa mbulina kakedhanga. Oh, hallelujah. Elebo na kaya la kutala la fiakchingi ato mebibiko. Okoya, eka mbula mbula mebibiko. Bamba uti kwa manda. Bamba uti kwa Eastern, believe in this God. Kakuni kwa lulilai, kuni kundanda tubu. Amen. Sabekanda sabakanda mata malumulumu tu haesengi nito wiko oko viti esena. Amen. Wukibe kwa sabu kwa kwa sabu kuni kwa mata malumulumu tu kusini nito wiko na COVID-19. Hallelujah. You need to believe in this God. You need to trust him. Trust him, acknowledge him in all your ways. Amen. Do not love money. Get away from the love of money. Hallelujah. Get away from the love of money. Be content. Be content with what you have. Never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. Hallelujah. Ni saga na lava, kwela saga ni biti kureba. Vita leke saga na lava. Lakume bango na COVID, you lost your job. Fine. Amen. Ikolo saga na madaka na kiko kabi ya mukanga yuko set. I'm good. Kakwa bakando ni bakamba kame ya yali na ilomu. Yali na ilomu ni yali na madaka na kisanga. Amen. Lema na daka daka. Do not entertain the love of money. Never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. Your God is there with you. your prayer, your thought, your heart. Abaul ibir tanto kung makumbuk kaya to nalubing ng wani devotion kaya kaya to inok. When you look, I mean that's just practical for any human being. When you look, it's not there. You can tell me it's not here. I know you will tell me it's not there because rightfully it's not there. But you need to allow your heart to believe this God and get your heart to override your mind. That's a battleground. You fight in your mind. You believe in your heart, but you fight in your mind. Amen. He'll fight with you. Why? Because you believe in your heart that it's going to be good, but your mind physically you says it's no money. Hey, my red light is coming on my field. Physically you're looking, there is none. But you believe in God. Allow your faith and your heart. Override your mind. Fight. Hallelujah. He called the dead to life. Your God, you said, call the dead to life. You condemn it to the corner, Kalan Darugaraba, El Pasa, El Randuri Nabula. Hallelujah. He called the dead to life. Get the choir. He called things that are not as though they are. You condemn it to go from this side right up to this side. Sini do bekendangalala, really kino kwe was shipping and go. Emily, sini do bekendangalala, tuna non the need, tuna non the rendre. Yeah, we're going through a lot of things. Today, at the altar, on the Holy Communion, when you leave, you believe in your heart. You will call, it will happen. Call things as they are. Kesangana love, call money. Kesangana talk, call talk. Kesangana society, call society. Hallelujah. Kesangana credit, call. Call and call. How can I call? When you know him, he becomes your life. I know who I am in him. I know who he is here. I believe the same God that we are talking about this morning can also be ours. He's a full package. He's never a half package. Take him today because you must trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Seek ye first. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1 verse 17, when we start from 16, I'm not the same of the gospel, because the gospel is the power of God.
Oh.
Bring salvation to those that believe, first to the Jews and then to the Gentiles, because it is written, the righteous they live by faith.
Hallelujah.
She's talking about calling. She's talking about making things they are that they are not.
Hallelujah.
Because of your living style, because of your characteristic, you have the faith to call. You don't have any negative mind to believe what you see. And don't ungori lala tu na bausi yanandina ngo.
Hallelujah.
Aurawata na kakele nga na buku ikaristo. And don't utingongori. Ni kusadhe kumay na dhagalaka yanandina ngo.
Hallelujah.
Ausala kumay merao na mbula merao magalya busara. And don't utingongori lala tu na kubate yanandina ngo.
Oh, hallelujah.
And don't utingongori. Ni okoya okoliadi. Turanga ndowala. Tuawa. And don't utingongori yanandina ngo. Nungu kalo elevu dhake maybe kwa na tuawa.
Hallelujah.
And don't utingongori ni salala na kakele. Yenandina ngo e multiply na flower bata kina waini. Endonu tiko na kako dhuruma. Yenandina ngo e mbula tiko na kloo.
Hallelujah.
That's why we are so confident in talking about God. Wherever we are, whatever denomination that we go to or invited to, in whatever platform that we stand, unwakele kera undurikina, kera wato naka tiko na mbula, na kloo e rawata na kake denga.
Hallelujah.
That's why Paul said, I go through a lot of lifestyle, but I can do all things in Christ Jesus who has strengthened me. Amen.
Hallelujah.
E kaot Elijah we kwa na maramu ni sarifadi. Me saka ma indona keki. Tuna kwa sabosa na indona iluku flower. Kino wai wai sabola ilai. Ya, kwa vya maina kengu keki. Menanga inrono tiko na wai wai. Kananga isaka ni wapi rao na flower. Endonu tiko ngori ni leile na flower. Endonu tiko ngori ni salile na wai wai. Endonu tiko ngori sa wututi ni kaka na nukania. Ya nandina ngo. My God is a prize of everything. My God, continue. My God is a God of provision. And then I go 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 chera na kalosa pagarotaka. Na panilo tuti kumay na mukilaw etara na 200. Ngayon teru na mula sa rola na expenses 35,000. And donuya $200 in our pocket. And donuya we start with $200. Iyan nandino go e pagawtian na kalosa 35,000. E kamo yaya because we don't want to look at the logic. We don't want to look at what we have. We look at God, the provider of your life that you are sitting here. He is God. Do not worry. And say, what shall we eat?
Hallelujah.
What shall we drink? What shall we wear?
Oh, hallelujah.
Religious. You know, sometimes we are too religious. We don't want to deal with the real thing.
Hallelujah.
How many? Na religious go. Hey, hotel tala siniba kote. Na religious. How many? Obiaba kote ma yese sari katakata. Hallelujah. Kunibaka too religious because you'll be like a Pharisee and the scribes. Oi como va candi na takigo yo sa ko yo sarna ko tabito gori oi ko dina gori tari ko to sa mo yo dina gori so mo di ba kul kul tu ga ni ko mai lotu sa ga mo yo mai candi na mai candi na mai na ga itu ko tembar na buno ni vila li ga buno ni ketta ba
hallelujah
amen candi na mai yo como candi na mai va candi na takigo mai mal to ko na buni ndira ni ko ba candi na takigo na kalongo na ndina ni beko
hallelujah
amen kuni baka tele mo taki kerau kuni baka ta vare o taki kerau va kandi na ta iko mondi na mai he mani sari bina gana tu
Hallelujah. Now, Numbers 23:19, it's a promise for everybody that is here today. You know, your God is not a man to lie, nor son of man to change his mind. Whatever he promised, he shall fulfill. If you have a Bible like we do, the same lyrics, the same word, the same everything, remember, there is a book that is different from all other book ever written, ever created on the face of the earth. It's totally different. Every word, every verse is alive. Why? John 1:1, in the beginning there was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And if I could the breath of God is in on every verse. And that's why he's confident to say, I am not a man. Hallelujah. To lie. The son of man to change my mind. Make sure I have. So you memorize on the word of God. You trust in the word of God. That's your, in actual fact, that's your life, your source. Amen. But what you need, he knows. Why? Because you believe in God. Look, I know who this God is. If you don't know and you're still doubting him, I ask of you today, trust him, believe in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's the gifting God has given you from this place. And amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But the government is our key about the Tunga Sanga Kola Kanikala, you could see in Wakia. O Kongo, La Konga, Nona Lako, Nona Lane. Kola Kabakadono. So you got Tikuniko, Kakua Taliko Wakia, Toriko Matua, Toriko Day. Malatako and Nomi Nui Nui Bula. You know, your parents will fail you, school system will fail you, work will fail you. This God will never ever fail you. He's going to be with you now and forever because he is your God. So you need to do that. On the verse 20, I like the verse 20. I love the verse 20. And come again to the Numbers 19:20. I have received the command to bless. I was saying, I cannot reverse it. Amen. That's a spoken word. Hallelujah. From God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ebatu ya nanon dobulo kend. Yena kelongo no. Once he has received the command to bless, no one living on the face of the earth can reverse that because it's yours. Amen. Lebe rere de menani Methodist rakao lebe nanon rtela sanga sanga nene tela lebe nanon nito bakambuta. Amen. 11 kai zakatun lomani ministry ngo wili kina na voli ni TV station. Sanga nito ne labo. Amen. So if you're one of them and you're logging in today, you know, you used to be one of the ones, like one of the ones. Amen. In those early stages of the ministry, you used to say, they must be worshiping something else. You know, at one point in time, I was at the hangar. I worked for Air Pacific then. And on this third floor, I met this lady. We worked together. She is one of the officers in our marketing. I was waiting for everybody to go before I come and see you. And I said, okay, come. And I was sitting in my corner office. She came and she said, I want to ask you something, dear. You know, we were having grog in Suva with my husband, with our friends. And he said, yes, what that has got to do with me. Sangevangokoya, we heard in that conversation we were having that you people serve a mermaid. Hallelujah. And you must be one of the many you're logging in today. You once said that we serve a mermaid. Praise the Lord. So I turned to her and I said, okay, you know, looking at your file, you've got a degree. She said, yes, this is the position here. Yes, that's your desk. Yes. Okay, with that mantle, without the Holy Spirit, just that mantle, do you believe? Do you believe that as we pray here, I pray for the devotion, I pray for whatever refreshment that we have, do you believe that any human being will be worshiping those kind of things when we talk the name of Jesus? But if you choose to believe that, then that's your call. That lady is no longer here today. Amen. So you may be one of the ones who spoke those words out of ignorance because you cannot believe. How can that be? Hallelujah. Mankind or human beings of Fiji for that matter or even the whole global on Facebook, you cannot understand what God can do. You try and look for reason why that is happening. You know, the reason of faith is very difficult to explain. We cannot explain faith. If we say, okay, I'm going to walk in there and own that, and I believe that somebody will meet me halfway. Like what we said, when we bought the 50% of the TV station, we never had that kind of money. The first initial payment, and I know that Stanley Simpson is also watching the program this morning. The very first payment that is required is 50,000. The whole of the bank account of the ministry. Auntie Mary Davatinavala was the executive manager then. I know you're logging in this morning. We only had 30,000. That step of faith, that 20,000, God did that. That's hard to explain. How do you explain it? I cannot explain it. How can I explain God's power? How can I explain that? Hallelujah. So you're logging in today, you're watching today, and all of you that are here in Eastern, and all of the new Methodists, look, don't ever doubt. God has done it. He will do it again. You'll see with your eyes what God has done. He will continue to do that. Take. When you are in New Methodist, 50% of the job is done. Indirectly speaking, I'm trying to tell you, God has anointed the ministry with that calling, with that provision. Half of the job is done. 50%. So the volume of your receiving depends on your next 50% of working. Amen. Amen. So believe in this God and trust in this God, because he's not a man to lie nor son of man to change his mind. You need to believe in him. And he says in Jeremiah 29:11, I alone know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you, never ever to harm you. To bring about the future that you hope for. Look, don't talk about other things, unnecessary things. Try and talk about the things of God. When you look at somebody that is very negative, there are a lot of things you have a mouthful to say. Close your mouth and pick on the good things and edify. Amen. In New Methodist, train your mind, train your eyes, and train your mouth. Be positive as you speak. When you look at the positive. Don't ever capture negative. If we have to highlight the negative, recommend another way for that person to be a positive. Amen. I have some condition that we can and a kilo. Now we were taking me. We your muscle, lolo, yeah. Kaka but you go kakasa with the sun, the kaka with the cabbage cake, cancel the chicken and no blessing. We can start a request somewhere, come a quiet. Sibiroch in the lolo, Sabaka.
Sharon with the weekend and I was in the kilo and she and Nikua. Sangi Wato weekend and London ding dingy. Kabi kendera voltambu kwa sarongo da nungu bosa kada kabu kini ndu na ka satu matavuku satu tu wate kini ndu satara nona vale enendel ni vatu ike paka ndu sarongo da nungu bosa kasi ndu kabu kini ndu na ka satu matalilia satu tu wate ndu na tomat satara nona vale enendel ni nuku ni natau na uda dhoko nendu mbui na liwa na dhangi na tambaka na vale kwa ya enambale sakale una nona mbale sabi mbuli eni wikenda turangir marama dhorubu kinu wanilewa enabunu olimu kwa New Zealand na mbosu nikalu enda sarongo da Nanumatikuna, Tubaro to the new Methodist Christian Fellowship, the Vingarab in Nondambula, and a singer of Vinaganuqua, Gangirangani, and a number Satuni to Koridaki, Wakalunga Tekianaturana, and a singer of Vinaganuqua. Amen.